Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Hope everybody's having a great day. And also in studio with us, as she is every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson in studio. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It is absolutely beautiful outside.
Oh, I know. It feels great. It's supposed to be like lower 80s today. It's going to be great out there today. And I let you get out in your backyard or something like that and enjoy the weather since you're not supposed to go much where else. But it's going to be a pleasant day out there today. And we want to go ahead and hit on a few things, but let's jump back in time to last Friday where you guys had your first Friday update, the COVID-19 update. You had a lot of speakers for that, and it was a great event. And just kind of want to kind of go over that again with you.
Absolutely. So last Friday was First Friday. Typically, we, it's open to the public. We usually have about 80 to 100 people present, and it was a packed house of 10. So we met at the Civic Center, and we did live streaming of First Friday, and we had a great lineup of speakers. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because it's on YouTube. It's on Facebook page for the chamber, which is Get Independence. It's on the city's Facebook page. So I encourage everyone to check it out if you didn't watch it live stream, because there was a lot of valuable information from our speakers. Our first speaker was Tricia Purdon. She's the executive director of the Montgomery County Action Council. She talked all about the programs that are out there for our small businesses, our large businesses, opportunities for employees, information regarding unemployment, just lots of really good business and economic information was shared. Dr. Michelle McGurk, who is the general surgeon and the chief medical officer for CRMC, spoke as well about things that are happening at CRMC, some tips and ideas to stay safe during this time. She shared lots of great information, as did Becky Mitchell, who is the director of the ER from Labette Health, which is our ER is called Independence Healthcare Facility. She talked about cases that we've had, where we stand on additional beds. But both of those ladies really talked about the medical impact, and a lot of great information was shared by both of them. And then David Cowan, who is the director of public safety, he gave an update as well. And then Carolyn Muller, who is the administrator for the Montgomery County Health Department, she gave a brief update. And then wrapping up the event was our emergency management director, Rick Whitson, who has the big job of covering the entire county. And he gave a great update as well. So I just encourage everyone to take a few minutes and watch that, in the evening, pull it up on your phone or your computer and take a look at that really good information.
And what makes it great, since you guys did it on Facebook, you can watch it back anytime. So that's the great thing about that. And the other thing that you put on here, don't forget to fill out that U.S. Census form. Brandon and I finally did it this weekend. You said last week, you said, I'm challenging you guys. You guys had better have this done by the time I get back next week. We both got it done over the weekend. So, and it only takes a few minutes of your time. It takes about, 5 to 7 minutes of your time? Not that long at all.
Absolutely. I would say for a family, it takes maximum of 10 minutes. It took me 7 minutes. I think you guys said 5 or 7 minutes. So it is. It's important. Do not forget to fill out those census forms. It's not only our civic duty, but it also affects the amount of funding that our community receives. And it's how our community can plan for the future. And it's our state's representation in the U.S. House of Representatives. So it's really, really important. The data from the 2020 census are used to ensure public services and funding for our schools, our hospitals, our fire department, very critical. And this little bit of information I thought was interesting. For every household in Independence that is missed in the census count, our community loses over $47,000. So I took that survey last week. Again, it was 7 minutes. So I think that we could all agree that it's worth 7 minutes of our time to not miss out on $47,000. So please, please be sure now more than ever to fill out that census.
Absolutely. Be sure to fill that out. It is definitely critical for this part of the county. And coming up on Saturday, April 25th, still scheduled for April 25th, the 5th annual Love Independence Day. And it may look a little different this year, but still, you guys are spreading the love nonetheless.
That's right. That's right. So Saturday, April 25th, the fourth Saturday of the month of April, is always when we celebrate Love Independence Day. As you mentioned, it's our 5th anniversary. We are not going to let this pandemic squelch the day of love. In fact, we're kind of focusing on love the entire month of April. But yes, you're right. This year it is going to look a little bit different, but we are going to spread love nonetheless. Everyone in the city is encouraged to spread love through complete random acts of kindness. While we might not have our housing projects that we typically have, which are really showstoppers in the community, huge demonstrations of love, we're going to have to be very creative, because right now, more than ever, they're encouraging all of us to stay at home and really not even go to the grocery store and get prescriptions if it's not necessary. Now, do it if it is, but they're really encouraging all of us right now to stay at home. So we want you to be creative in your random acts of kindness. So that might be paying somebody a compliment. That might be calling a friend and reconnecting. You could write a thank you note, put it in snail mail and do that. Connect through Facebook and show some love. You know, we're encouraged to stay at home. So while you're at home, get on your computer. And I don't typically promote online shopping unless, of course, we're shopping local. And we do in the county have a lot of businesses that sell out the front door and sell out the back door, meaning online sales. So check out those businesses that are doing online sales and buy from them. Right now, more than ever, they could use our support. So if it's a restaurant, you're calling in, doing a curbside takeout meal, or if it's one of our clothing boutiques or gift stores, candle stores, be sure and check those out and make some purchases now to show them some love. So you're going to have to be creative this year. And as we get a little bit closer, I'll be coming up with some ideas that I'll throw out there and you know, things that we can do to show love. But again, that will be Saturday, April the 25th. It is our 5th anniversary. And again, I will be sharing some creative ideas on some things that we can do in the upcoming weeks. It'll be here before we know it, though.
Absolutely. Again, I mean, the curbside thing is a great thing, because you call in an order, you pull up, call in, say, I'm here, and they bring it right out to you. That's actually living the pretty good life right there. They just bring your food out to you. Be sure to, like you said, patronize those businesses that are still they're still working right now, especially those essential businesses. Also, you guys, and we talked about it last week, and we also ran a story on, you guys are have already started off a little bit early, but the Love Independence Food Drive.
That's right. So we have the food drive, and it's going on right now. We've already made one trip to the Community Access Center, and we have enough food right now for another delivery to the Access Center. We have had some very large donors, Standard Motor Products and Sectam of Independence, have made significant contributions to that. Very, very large, generous contributions were made. And so a huge shout out to both of those businesses. And we have basically at the Chamber at 616 North Penn Avenue, we have a box where people can come in, and we have two sets of doors. So you open up the first set of doors and the box is right there. The second set of doors are actually locked because we're keeping the Chamber kind of isolated right now. So you don't have to come into contact with anyone. Never fear. We clean the door off frequently to keep it germ-free. But we're asking that people drop off canned vegetables and fruits and soups, canned tuna and chicken and pasta is appreciated. The kids are home from school, so breakfast food is always in high demand right now. Peanut butter is always good. You can't go wrong with peanut butter. And then right now we're having an extra need of diapers and formula. So if you have those items, maybe your children have grown out of diapers, or you have leftover formula, you know, you can come and deliver those things. You can make those purchases when you're at the store next time. We don't want you to go out and make, you know, a special trip and do this. When you're getting your own food, grab some extra cans, put in your bag, and drop them by the chamber office. If you are a business and you're collecting food on site, you can call Brian Norvell at the Hub Church at 926-0708, and he will come by and pick those items up and deliver them to the Access Center. So again, the chamber is open from 8:30 to noon and 1 to 5 Monday through Friday, and you can drop off those foods, and they are very, very much appreciated.
Absolutely. So, you know, individuals and businesses alike can both help during this food drive. And also during this time of need, the First United Methodist Church and community volunteers are helping out individuals with grocery shopping and medication pickups.
They are. We talked about this as well, and I just want to keep mentioning it because these are services that continue to be offered. They will continue throughout this pandemic. So a couple things that are happening at the Methodist Church. The grocery shopping assistance, as you just mentioned, from 8 to 6 every day, you can call in. They are offering to pick up your grocery shopping and your medications for you. So you can call the hotline number at 331-0719, and you can make arrangements. They will talk to you about how payment arrangements are made. And again, these services are being offered Monday through Friday from 8 to 6. Please just give them a call again at 331-0719. And also, they are doing a Saturday meal. Every Saturday, the First United Methodist Church is doing a free meal. And it is, I believe, from 12 to 1. You can go on their Facebook page, First United Methodist Church. You'll see the flyer. And anyone and everyone is welcome. It's kind of a first come, first served until they run out of food. And I called and asked how long this would be going on, and they said it would be going on until this health crisis is over. So if you are someone who could benefit from a meal, or your family could, be sure and look at the chamber, Methodist Church's Facebook page. And the meal is every Saturday, and I believe it's from 12 to 1 until they run out of food.
And pastors and ministers and others have been organizing, community prayer services. And there are 37 churches in the Independence community. So it seems like all of those churches have just kind of been getting together and just everybody just kind of praying and helping out in the community.
They have. You know, if one thing, there's a lot of things that I think are going to be good that came from this. We always have to find the good, so good will come from it. Is our pastors, ministers, and priests have really all worked together, as you mentioned, to support our community in this time of need. They did a couple weeks ago, they did a community prayer service that you can still find online. I believe the Nazarene Church live streamed that, so you can probably find that on their page, and it's on the Chamber's page as well. And as you mentioned, Kyle, we have 37 churches in our community, and the Chamber just got done with a flyer collecting all that information. And while right now, you know, we don't want you to go to church physically in the churches themselves, but many of them are doing online services. So you can go to our chamber page, and you can see our Facebook page. You can see all the churches that are listed. We put a Facebook post out there, and you can find one that maybe suits your needs. Go look on their Facebook page and see if they're doing something online, especially with Easter coming up. So we just encourage everyone who might find that to be helpful to check out a lot of the online services that will be happening.
And also, you wanted to mention about how a lot of the churches are taking turns gathering in the Labette Health Center parking lot just to give love to those healthcare workers who are, you know, risking their lives during this time.
That's right. So, you know, there's a fine line about getting out and staying home. And right now, the healthcare workers at Labette Health in particular could really use some prayer and support. As I mentioned before, the president has said, everyone has talked about the fact that from now to about the end of April could be, depending on what state you're in, very serious time. So the churches are working together. They're picking evening times and weekend times to go out, and literally you will stay in your car. You will pull into the parking lot. You will stay in your car, and there will be, you know, you'll be honking. You might be flashing your lights, and there'll be a demonstration of prayer and support while you're out there. I know I go to the First United Methodist Church, and they're scheduled to be in the parking lot at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, and then the other churches are following as well. So anyway, we just want to let everybody know that there is a lot of love going on in our community. They'll not only be praying over the ER, but the cancer center as well. You know, just because we're in the middle of a pandemic does not mean that all other diseases have stopped happening. So we need to continue to lift everyone up at this time.
And I've seen other videos, you know, it's kind of like the same thing where they're everybody's gathered in the parking lot and they're flashing their lights and honking and people are cheering. And, you know, those healthcare workers definitely appreciate it. Probably gives them a little bit of a lift because, I mean, a lot of them are working 12, 14-hour days and, you know, they're just absolutely exhausted. So that hopefully that gives them a little bit of a lift.
They are. And they're away from their families. Mm-hmm. You know, many of them are staying on site so that they don't, you know, share any viruses with their family members, and they're isolated, and like you said, they're worn out, they're tired, they're scared, all of the above. So
it helps give them a little bit of a lift. And another way to show some love this Easter is the Fire Department Egg Your Yard fundraiser.
I know this is going to be so much fun. So this is another way to show some love this Easter. Help the fire department raise some money to buy a second set of bunker gear so that they can be safe and have healthy equipment on when they are, you know, when they're coming back from a fire. And they're doing this fundraiser to raise money for that. And it's Egg Your Yard, as you mentioned. So neighborhood kids, grandkids, your own kids, maybe a single parent or even just a small family that's struggling to work and now homeschool their kids might really enjoy this Easter surprise. It's $10 per dozen of toys and candy-filled eggs. You can have an extra $5. We'll get you some painted bunny prints on the sidewalks. So lots of fun. They're going to do it after dark on April the 11th, and only houses inside the city limits. You can call 332-2504. And they will take cash and checks, and they have to be made out to the Independence Firefighters Association. And you need to get that paid for before they drop those eggs. So anyway, I'm not going to tell you where, but I drove around. I've got a few addresses that I'm adding to the list. And the fire chief, Wallace, has already told me he's got lots of people already on the list. And so we do want to let you know, though, that the fire department is not in any way jeopardizing their safety. They are going to be in full protective equipment. They're going to be practicing social distancing. I mean, they know what to do. They're going to be just dropping these eggs in the yards and being on their merry way. So we appreciate them spreading some love this Easter season.
Oh, and the kids will love that. Kids will love that, seeing those bunny prints, you know. They'll absolutely love seeing that. You're still wanting everybody to take advantage of the, you know, the stay at home order and clean out those closets and garages and pick up the yard.
That's right. So last weekend, they dropped their first set of 6 dumpsters in our community. And as you mentioned, the City of Independence and the beautification team are again loving Independence by offering free neighborhood dumpster access. And the April the 18th, so we'll take off Easter weekend and then we'll hit it again on the 18th. They'll be dropped on Friday the 17th and picked up on the 20th. So here's the locations for the 18th. It will be 13th and Walnut, Burns and Walnut, Park Boulevard and Sycamore, 900 West Laurel parking lot, 13th and Willow, and 21st and Taylor. So they'll basically be in the same locations they were this last weekend, except that the one at 11th and Catalpa has been moved to 13th and Willow. So as you said, get out, you know, clean out the house, clean out the garage, clean up the neighbor's yard, your yard, whatever, load it all up, find a dumpster. I'm telling you, they were well used this last weekend. There were There was junk in the dumpsters, junk outside the dumpsters, and we wish we had more dumpsters, but we don't. So we have to use what we have. And then Mike Pasur and his team were out on Monday morning trying to clean it all up. It's a huge job. It's a major gift to the community. So we need everybody to extend some grace when they see these junk piles in the community. And sometimes the wind blows and it blows it around, and we hate that. But we're really doing our best to offer this to our community, make it available, and contain the junk. We do want to encourage people to stay out of it, though. You know, sometimes it feels like there might be some treasures in there, and you really want to dig and maybe find a treasure, because someone else's junk is someone else's treasure, but not during a pandemic. So stay out of the dumpsters, please. Do not get in there. It's not safe. You don't know what you're touching, and stay away. Dump your junk off and get out of there.
And you also want to remind everybody to like the Indie Responds Facebook page.
That's right. So Indie Responds is a Facebook page that was created, you know, weeks ago when this pandemic started. And it's administered by the City of Independence, the Montgomery County Action Council, the Chamber of Commerce, and Main Street. And we put it together on purpose so that we would have one central location, besides our own Facebook pages, that people could go to find accurate, up-to-date information.
Kind of like a one-stop shop.
It is exactly that. And it's very closely monitored, and we're getting our information from the CDC, from our local health department. We're not, you know, getting it off of the internet and places that where it might potentially not be accurate information. So I want to let everyone know that as a countywide effort, Coffeyville has a Coffeyville Responds, Caney Responds, and Cherryville Responds. So if you're listening and maybe you don't live in Independence, or maybe you live in Independence and work in one of those communities I just mentioned still in the county, you can check out those response pages as well. So get that liked on your Facebook page so it pops up on your feed.
And the Red Cross Blood Mobile will, it's been rescheduled. It was originally for the 9th, but changed to the 20th, the Red Cross Blood Mobile.
That's right. So if you watch the news at all, you know that blood is in high demand right now. So please donate blood. As you mentioned, they will be at the Civic Center Monday the 20th from 11:15 to 5:15. And that is a date change from the 9th to the 20th. And just be rest assured that social distancing and proper safety measures will be taken during this blood drive.
So again, that's been moved from the 9th to the 20th, and I'm trying to get these pages apart. And First Saturday Recycling has been canceled until further notice, but Tuesday Recycling is still taking place.
That's right. So last Saturday would have been our first Saturday of the month, and it's been canceled until further notice, as you mentioned, until we get past, you know, this health crisis, then we'll get back to normal. And but for now, we're still having Tuesday Recycling. It will be unmanned many times. So we ask that everyone separate their recyclables and secure them well, because you might just be laying them on the concrete pad and then the sanitation workers will be coming in later and sorting them. So we want to make sure that we make it as easy as possible on the sanitation workers right now. They're busy, they're working hard, and they need our help. So recycling, for someone who might not know, is every Tuesday from 11 to 1. The sanitation yard address is 21st and Maple. You can not only drop off your recyclables and e-waste, but if you have debris and appliances and furniture and other bulky items that you can't get to a dumpster, but you want to drop them off at recycling, they will take those items as well. And if you have hazardous household waste, such as paint cans or pesticides, or anything like that, aerosol cans, you can call the County Hazardous Household Waste Department, and they are at 114 North Wald, and they are open on the third Wednesday of the month from 8 to 3. So that will be this Wednesday. Am I right? The 15th? Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
The 15th. And if you have questions for them, you can call 331-4139.
All right. And then you want to give everybody a heads up, if you weren't able to watch or read about the special committee, the special city commission meeting, there was some good news.
There was. So yesterday was the deadline. And so the good news is that the city approved $400,000 to be put into a fund to do mini grants at $5,000 a pop, basically. And that's really not many. That's a lot of money. But they're emergency grants, and they are to businesses that fall within the hospitality industry. So primarily, it would be restaurants and retail stores and possibly salons that sell retail products and things like that, movie theaters, anything that's involved in the hospitality industry. Not to say that there are not other businesses in our community that need our help. They just took this money and focused on the hospitality industry for now. So they had some economic development funds that they kind of had in the war chest, and they decided to use those for some mini grants. So it was up on the city's webpage and on the Facebook page. And we reached out personally and called almost any business that we thought would qualify. We were driving around picking up applications for people that weren't able to go do it online because maybe they were, you know, their business had already closed. They were at home without computers. Anyway, we were all over trying to help everybody get these things filled out. And the deadline was yesterday at 5 o'clock. And so I'm just really excited to see how many people turned them in. I think there were a lot, and how many were able to grant. So a huge gift of love from our city and the newly organized Economic Development Advisory Board. So thank you to
absolutely
city commission and to that board.
Absolutely. And you wanted to let everybody know that the Parade of Love has not been canceled. It's just been postponed as of right now.
That's right. So on First Friday, if you watch First Friday, you're going to hear me talk about a Parade of Love. And at the time, you know, we didn't know that we, things change. It's fluid. You know, we had some deaths, and, you know, they took some stronger measures on wanting us to stay at home. And while the Parade of Love was going to be done appropriately, meaning people would be in their cars, they would not be socially gathering, and people would be in their yards and porches to be able to watch it. We just didn't want to send the wrong message. It might grow to be so big that we couldn't control it, and we just didn't want that to happen. So we have postponed it. It will take place, but it'll take place at a date that is maybe a little safer of a date for us to get out and to show our love and to really show our love to those shut-ins that are in our care facilities and our nursing homes, because that's kind of where I had made the parade route go. Mm-hmm. Was to kind of hit those areas where people have been shut in for weeks and weeks, and they're only able to see their medical providers, you know, in the nursing homes and the senior care facilities, and they miss their family and they miss their friends. And so we thought that we would share some love and do that, but we've decided to do the right thing right now and lead by example and stay home. So again, it's been postponed. We will reschedule it. And speaking of rescheduling, though, so let's talk about something positive. You were mentioning earlier that you were like bummed because the Kansas airstrip attack was canceled.
Yeah.
So it wasn't canceled. It was postponed.
Yeah.
We talked about the difference between what postponed means and canceled means. And everybody, I'm so excited to let you know that it's been rescheduled. So if you had the dates in your head of 18 and 19, which was supposed to be April 18 and 19, keep those dates in your brain, because it's going to be July 18 and 19. So when we get a little bit closer, we'll share more information about that. But the first ever Kansas airstrip attack happening at our airport in Independence will take place, if all goes well, July 18th and 19th. And then lastly, I want to let everybody know that we do have a commission meeting this week on the 23rd. I mean, not this week. Yes, it is. I don't know what I'm talking about. It is this week.
Yes,
the 9th.
It is. Yes.
Yes. The 9th at 5:30 in the evening. So don't go, but watch it live. They'll live stream it and stay up to date with what's happening within the City of Independence, and listen to what our commissioners will share. The agenda is always online so that you can see what is, you know, what the topics are, what will be talked about. And then finally, I just want to say a huge shout out to our police, our fire, our EMS, and our healthcare workers who are working tirelessly to keep us safe, to keep us healthy, to keep us well informed. The county, just everyone, all of our stores are being so hospitable and trying to help us in any way that we can to continue to provide services that we need. So I just want everybody to know how much that we appreciate the fire, the police, the EMS, our healthcare workers, and our county and our city officials that are helping us through this. And just on behalf of the city and the Montgomery County Action Council and the Chamber and Main Street, the Housing Authority, we want everybody to know that we're working really hard. We have 9 o'clock conference calls every single day, and we talk about ways to develop solutions to help our community weather this crisis. So please, everybody, stay safe and practice social distancing and have an amazing Easter.
Absolutely. So a lot of great information there. We'll have this interview up on our website a little bit later on today. Again, though, I'm excited about the Kansas Air Strip Attack getting at least postponed and bringing it back around July. I'm excited about that. So, Lisa, again, thank you very much for coming in today. We always look forward to you coming in every Tuesday, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
I'll be back.
All right. That was Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll kick off Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.